here last week. Windows is great. Sprint is fantastic. And HTC is the best manufacturer ever.
Okay, now I'm going to have to listen to last week's episode.
Shall we start?
Sure, sure.
This is Android Buffet, episode 116, and Droid Nation episode something or another.
42, I think.
Recorded on the 10th of October, 2012, at approximately 10 p.m. in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to the Android Buffet / Droid Nation podcast. We are back again for our final combined week, and this time we have a special surprise guest, Mr. Jerry Jones.
I'm here. I made it. My daughter's not in the emergency room. Yay!
Well, we were very worried about you last week.
Oh, I was fine. I'm not the one that fell off my bed and split her head open on the stairs.
Yes, but we didn't know this at the time.
I know. I was preoccupied. I'm sorry I didn't provide more details, but, you know, my attention was elsewhere.
Yes, and we forgive you for that.
Yeah, I, for one, will say I didn't need details. I just prayed for you, and I'm happy to see you're back, and I'm happy to hear she's not in the ER.
She seems to be doing quite well now.
Oh, they bounce back unbelievably good.
It was, you know, I don't know if you ever had a head wound, but they tend to bleed a lot. And yep. So my wife and I are in the living room, and we hear my daughter doing her thing, and then just crashing and banging, and I go in there and look. My daughter's laying on the floor. There's blood splattered. My wife walks in and just passes out, just faints. So that was a stressful time for me.
Yeah, about 8 months ago or so, a year, I got a call from my oldest son's daycare. Said, yeah, somebody hit him with something. He's bleeding, but you don't have to worry about it. And I went there, and I saw what looked like 4 8-inch circle puddles of blood that all came from his head, where a kid took, like a block or something and nailed him. I was completely freaked. I turned back to the door, and I told my wife, don't even come in here. And I just grabbed him, went to the ER. They put something on his head that made him scream big time. But then, you know, very shortly afterwards, he was fine. He just said, once in a while, my head hurts, Dad.
Yep. I'm not sure who had the worst night that night, my wife or my daughter. But, well, it's over, so yay.
Well, you know, maybe this will be an inspiring experience. Maybe someday she'll become a physician because of this.
I'm just hoping she stops jumping on her bed.
Good luck with that.
I was just trying to be motivating.
You've heard the song Monkeys Jumping on the Bed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I played that on repeat on the way home from the hospital. Good, I love, man. Spotify.
I don't know. I remember my time in the hospital very distinctly. I wrote a song about it.
You did?
Well, this was when I was in high school, and I had this teacher who said that if you weren't in his class, you better be doing something creative. So people used to bring him absence notes written on the inside of M&M boxes and all these other things. I wrote my absence note in song.
Did you sing it to him?
No, I made the whole class sing it to him.
Interesting.
I think we have another guest. Happened?
Ella showed up.
This is the downside of Mumbles. It's very distracting, isn't it?
It is.
Can we shut him off for a moment?
Guru has speakers. That's what the issue is.
I don't have speakers.
Well, somehow it's being picked up on your mic from something, or you have extremely loud headphones.
No, I think that's coming from Ellis.
It isn't happening when I'm talking.
Do you hear it now?
When you talk, yes.
What about when I talk?
Nope.
It seems to be decreasing in volume, the echo does.
See, that's the odd thing. Because when I talked the first time, I turned the volume down on the headphone jack.
Ah, and since Ellis muted himself, the echo is gone. Good job, Ellis.
That's weird.
Why?
Well, this is why I had to switch from keeping mine on by volume to push to talk.
I tried to switch to push to talk, but I can't figure out where to set the button, and I'm not sure which button I'm supposed to press.
Oh, I set a custom hotkey.
What?
All you have to do is ask.
Oh, well, we were doing a show. I didn't want to interrupt it with, you know, meta stuff. If I'm not going to talk, I can press the mute button. It works for me.
Under configure and then settings and then shortcuts.
Shortcuts, you say?
Yes. While you're doing that...
I don't have any shortcuts.
For some of the individuals who are curious, we are using Mumble, which is what the Droid Nation podcast uses, which is a service which is also used for gamers and other things. So we have a shared chat room of voice.
Yeah, Jerry, it's configure, settings, and then advanced on the bottom left, and then shortcuts.
I always forget the advanced.
Let's just say I've been through this routine a lot.
What were we talking about before we got sidetracked?
Hospitals, songs, singing.
Oh, I'll just see what I remember off the top of my head. Let's see. My appendix inflamed just the other day. I went to the doctor in the usual way. But I had a high white blood cell count, and she had to say, go to the emergency room at LIJ.
You were a very, I guess, positive student. I would have told the teacher, go to hell.
And would you have remained in school after that?
Well, maybe.
You would have been expelled or at least kicked out for the rest of the day in the school I went to.
Let's just say, technically speaking, I did not finish school, but in a court of law, I can say I graduated school.
It's okay. I had to go to summer school to get my diploma. My high school diploma has a date written on it, and then you can see it was whited out and a different date put on it that was at the end of summer.
Nice.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I went to summer
school. High school that has a 17-person graduating class.
Wow.
In the boonies.
Would it make you feel better to know I went to summer school?
Not particularly. Your failure does not make my failure any less failure-y.
Well, I didn't fail. I just had nothing better to do that summer.
That makes me feel worse for you.
But I got out of the way all those courses that weren't very interesting, so during the year I could take more interesting courses.
Yeah, I had to go, but it was not by choice. Well, yeah, I had a choice to stay behind, but that wasn't really a choice.
Excuse me.
I understand.
How many people can say that they spent a summer in a non-air-conditioned school doing music appreciation, art appreciation, health, and I forget what the fourth one was?
I would say how many people want to say that.
Well, I didn't appreciate very much art during it, but I passed. Okay, okay. Stories of my childhood aside. We have a letter that is rooting and rhyming related, so I saved it.
Oh. Ooh.
I was going to ask, is it the letter Q?
No.
That's funny.
No, but we did get an email from Quevmo, if I remember how to pronounce that correctly. The guy who I sent a video card, he received it.
Yay?
Well, I thought that was good.
Did he say thank you?
He just said received.
Not even a thank you, just received.
He might have been busy.
Or a robot.
Well, that is possible, too. We've never met. He did send that nice voicemail, though.
Okay. On behalf of him, I say thank you to you for following through with your promises.
Well, I still owe the door-to-door geek something from last week. I just haven't found it. I was straightening up, and I put it away so that it would be safe, and I can't remember where I put it away.
I am a patient fellow.
It will come.
I have a computer case that I can give away.
You should. Give your junk to users. It's wonderful.
Cooler Master Cosmos?
If you're interested, send us a voicemail, and we will be happy to talk about sending you a case. That's Jerry's Junkyard. It's like Guru's Junkyard, only further south.
That's what? Grrr. It's not the Cosmos 2. I want a Cosmos 2. It's the original Cosmos. Silver. Very nice case. I just don't have anything to put in it, so it's kind of, you know, empty and taking up room. So if somebody wants it, you know, let me know, and I'll ship it off. Any help with shipping would be, you know, great. But, you know, whatever.
Dude, that looks like an expensive case.
It was. It is. It's an extremely nice case.
Jerry has taste, I think.
Evidently.
But would you like to hear the message?
Yes, let's do the message.
This came through our Facebook page, which doesn't happen that often. This was specifically sent to the Gadget Wisdom Facebook page. but since it's related to the show, I'm going to respond, but I wanted to read it on the air. Hi, Guru. I really enjoyed the crossover Dreaded Buffet episode. Hopefully you gentlemen get together again soon. I think we're obliging, aren't we?
Is today soon enough?
We hope so. I think it would be a blast to get Dor and Jerry in the same room. Looking forward to it.
Well, I have plans, schemes, if you will, in place where I do believe next year's self-conference will be obtainable.
But Jerry's not coming next year.
I probably will not make it.
Then I don't know why I would go.
You could see me. I'll probably go.
Where do you live, Dor?
Unfortunately, I live right north of Baltimore, Maryland, a.k.a. the scourge of the East Coast.
Maybe I'll come down and see you.
I guess I won't drive up there for the weekend. Nope, not going to happen. Sorry.
I'll be happy to come down.
Well, it's a hop, skip, and a jump for you.
Are you near the airport?
Which you?
You.
Technically, Martin Airport is less than 15 minutes away, and Thurgood Marshall BWI is like 40 minutes away.
You get extra points for remembering the name of the guy that they changed the airport to.
Well, he was a Supreme Court justice, after all.
Is somebody being murdered in the background?
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, okay. where was I? Oh, yes.
That was interesting.
I heard you mention you use a Resound, as do I. I call it the Ugly Duckling because it received no respect from Verizon in regards to promotion or pricing, yet was easily the most powerful piece of hardware they sold at the time.
That is sad.
Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. There was really no other choice, even compared to the GeneX, $100 more and no SD card slot. Because of its unpopularity, it also didn't get the attention it deserved from developers. But the AOSP AOKP community is picking up. When you have time, I'd really be interested in hearing about your experiences with the device specifically. What instructions did you use to root and ROM? The only detailed one I found at the time was convoluted and confusing, but I made it through. Which ROMs have you run, and do you have a favorite? How did you go about unrooting, and did you return to stock? Are you S-off? Sorry for so many questions, but there's not many credible or helpful Resound users out there in the developer forum. They either aren't noob-friendly, or they give out generic flash this and that generalities, expecting you to know the specifics of how and why. By the way, not a noob to rooting and ROMing. Had lots of fun with three Galaxy phones using ODIN and CW mod. Just a noob to the HBoot Windows terminal flashing. I've been running new to roots XXX since I rooted. It's been a stable ROM other than the occasional camera issue, but with the emergence of the AOSP AOKP ROMs, I think I'm ready for a change. And this time I want to do it the right way. Any help you can provide to point me in the right direction would be appreciated. Oh, and a recommendation if you like to try different launchers. Take a look at Atom Launcher. I really like its minimalist look. It's very fast on the Resound and has some unique features. My favorite is the ability to resize app folders, just like you can resize widgets. Stretch them out, the width of the screen, and apps inside become scrollable.
Yes.
I tried them all, and this is the only launcher I've stuck with for more than 2 weeks before begrudgingly returning to Sense 4. Have a great day and keep up the good work.
I have to say that I like Sense 4, at least on my Evo LTE.
Hear it now?
Hey, Alice.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you.
All right. Hang on.
Welcome.
I think the mic is picking up way more feedback than I planned on.
Well, I turned down the volume on my headphones. I don't have any speakers, and it was still echoing. I actually bought these headphones because the old ones used to actually pick up the sound. They completely cover my ears, so there's no leakage. Oh, I forgot to hold down the button there. I'm not used to this whole button thing.
I'm not either, but it seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, but the thing is, because the stream doesn't need the button, people on the stream will hear what I'm saying, even though people in the mumble room won't.
Oh, but I thought we were just taking a break for Ellis to work out sound issues.
About Paul, who sent us this lovely message, a few things I can answer, and Dor, if you have any experience with the wonders of HTC phones, you might chime in. From what I understand, to do S-off on an HTC phone, especially the Resound, if I've read my literature, it requires a jumper cable and a program, and that makes me a bit uncomfortable.
Only certain phones, certain number of the times. Like, I do know the HTC Evo 3D, you had to basically stick a cable, poke it inside the phone, which there was, like, some kind of button. You had to basically jump from that to that. And on the HTC Resound, I believe you also have to jump from that to that. But there is certain versions of HBoot, you just do it like any other rooting from a computer. You just plug it up, you run a script, bam, H off. This is one of my...
S off.
I'll say... Yeah, I'm sorry, S off. This is one of my aggravations about HTC in general.
Well, what I can tell you is when I bought the phone, since it was previously loved and then discarded to me for a reasonable rate, it had already been rooted, so I never actually had to root the phone.
That's a plus there.
I did re-ROM it, but after I lost the access to the SD card, which split right after I left Jerry and Charlotte at the airport...
He left me. I was sad.
Well, Jerry, I'm thinking of coming to visit you.
Sweet.
I have some vacation coming up that I've been forced to take, and I'm thinking of doing that long-promised trip to Legoland.
And that has to be epic.
And I gather that Orlando is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Jacksonville.
You know, I went to Orlando over the weekend to my family, and I went to somewhere. Oh, Walt Disney World. And while we were down there, I saw an M&M store, like an M&M World at the Florida Mall. It was crazy. Orlando's got the coolest stores, and Legoland would certainly fit in with that.
So if I am in the Orlando area, you would stop by?
Yeah, I'd swing down and say hi.
Well, I'm working on that for possibly the first week in December.
I was going to say, in April, I literally had to drive from Baltimore to Orlando, pass by Jacksonville. It seemed like it was at least an hour and a half to 2 hours away, maybe?
About 2.5.
Yeah, and I will say, I came through Jacksonville at night, and when I went on the highway and I went through the city, then I bared hard to the left. I looked to the left, and it was like a shot out of a Monday Night Football as they come back from commercial showcasing the actual city. And I got to say, from that vantage point, the city looked good.
We actually do, as long as you're far away from it, our downtown looks pretty nice. We have a really nice drawbridge that's pretty, you know, blue and lit up and nice. And, you know, bridges always look good in pictures, and tall buildings that are lit up nice. It makes for a nice view.
So you weren't speeding through town to avoid Jerry?
No, I was about 14 hours into a 17-hour trip, where I was the main driver in one vehicle all the way down, and my only goal was to sleep without crashing and killing, so I wanted to hurry up and get to my destination.
Oh, yeah, and 3 hours left, you can kind of see the end in sight, so you don't even want to stop to use the bathroom.
Exactly.
Well, if you do it again, I'm sure you could stop to use Jerry's bathroom.
Well, certainly.
I'll definitely wave on the way down with a total of 9 people in the convoy kind of thing. I just wanted to get them into a place where I could leave them.
I understand. My feelings are not hurt whatsoever.
But I will try to accommodate you, Jerry.
Accommodate me by making me drive to Orlando? Why, thank you.
Well, maybe we'll compromise.
There's nowhere to compromise. In between Orlando and Jacksonville, there's, you know, St. Augustine. And while it's very pretty, it's very boring.
I could always fly into Jacksonville.
There's a castle, or a fort, that, you know, is kind of castle-like.
I like castles.
It's interesting, you know, the first 5 times.
I'll just finish answering Paul now.
Oh, yeah, we're in the middle of a question. Yep.
Now, I did actually play with several ROMs. The phone came with ResRom, and I did play with several versions of that. But the problem was, after the phone no longer had an SD card, I wasn't able to flash off of the SD card. For obvious reasons.
Well, yeah.
So I came to my ROMing expert, one of the co-hosts of the Droid Nation podcast. What was his name? Steve something? And asked his advice.
Yeah, some dork.
I thought it was a geek.
Yes.
And he suggested I talk to some guy named Clark Kent.
Yep. When it comes to HTC devices, I kind of get a rash when I try to look stuff up for him, just because once in a while, the level of pain is great.
But the camera's better.
Oh, I'm not going to argue that.
That's the thing that I was really happy about. You know, the phone experience is different, but not having to wait 20 seconds for the camera to take a picture was really a pleasant change.
I wouldn't know with CM7 right now on my Droid X2, the camera literally launches in like a third of a second, if that. We're on stock, it literally took like 10 seconds.
Well, I had that problem with the Droid 3.
Yeah, I think the keyboard slows it down. That's just my belief.
It wasn't the keyboard. Anyway.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I know he's a keyboard lover, so I just once in a while want to poke him.
Ooh, he called you a keyboard lover. You going to take that?
I don't have a keyboard anymore. It's sold separately. I have a Bluetooth keyboard right here. Have you ever tried to use a miniature Bluetooth keyboard and a Resound? It's actually a lot of fun.
I did use one on my MK802, on my Melee A1000, and I did use one on my phone. It definitely is functional, I will say that.
But to finish my exciting Resound story, I did not take any advice from Mr. Clark Kent, because I didn't bother to ask him. And I went and I flashed a stock, I forget what they call it on HTC, there's a name for the file. I was able to flash it over a USB cable. But in order to do that, I had to relock the bootloader. And there's supposed to be another update, so I decided I would just, before rerooting and re-ROMing, I would wait for that update that they keep saying is coming. And I figured if I actually had a few minutes to wipe the phone and start all over again, I would probably force the update on the phone and do it all, and then root and see if I could actually get ROMing again.
I will say, when you asked me, my brain was stuck on ROMing. On the Droid, the Motorola series, what you do is SBF, and that's always from a computer where you connect it over USB, bang, bang, boom. And
then I love ROM, that.
Oh, yeah, it's same here. And when you ROM, it's always from the SD card. I say in air quotes, always from the SD card. Since then, I have learned there are devices that have internal SD cards where you can place the ROM and root from them. But for some reason, I didn't even think about what Ella says is RUUing. RUU.
Yeah, I forgot the abbreviation. But you can also push a ROM to a phone over a USB cable. It's just a little more complicated.
If you say so, I've never seen it at least available for the Motorola series. I've seen, the only thing I've seen over USB is SBFs.
I found the instructions on how to push a file to a partition, so it's definitely doable. It's just, if you have an easier way, why would you bother?
Understood.
But that said, I haven't been as adventurous as I could. I am not a big fan of Sense. I'm sorry, Jerry, I know you love it.
It's okay.
I've on this phone, which is now back to stock, I have covered up the Sense as best possible. I hate the dialer. I've replaced it with a third-party dialer. I hate the dialing screen, which I haven't replaced because it's not easy to replace a dialing screen.
Dude, hate's a really strong word there.
Seriously, dislike. I prefer the stock ice cream sandwich / jelly bean dialer. It's simple and it works. I have silenced everybody with my deep thoughts.
I saw Ellis's mic activate, so I didn't want to say anything, but then of course we didn't hear anything, so he's having some audio issues.
I'm really hoping to speak to Ellis because I have never spoken to Ellis before.
Well, you can certainly speak to Ellis, you just can't hear a response.
Okay, well, want to talk a little news while we're waiting?
I like news.
Did you know that Verizon, that network that 2 out of 3 of the people talking are on, is going to be launching voice over LTE at the end of 2013?
Eh.
You know who was practicing that last week in your absence, Jerry?
Who?
Dor. He was filling in for you on the eh, the yeah, and the meh, and the other eh-like sounds.
Sweet. So you didn't need me after all. So I'm just going to go to bed.
Well, no. Just because I was attempting to duplicate you doesn't mean I was a good replacement. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have the same accent.
I stand by my eh.
That's because your network doesn't have any of those things.
Well, I'll say, what advantage to the normal people are they going to see by this? Because the only thing I can think of is being on the phone and browsing at the same time on the internet, which I still firmly believe 90%+ of people don't even think about doing because they're not smart enough to actually do both at the same time.
With 4G right now, you can do that because it uses a dual radio. So you can have the call on CDMA and have the data on LTE.
Okay, then the advantage is when you're not in an LTE, you won't even be able to make a phone call?
Well, basically the idea is eventually everything will be LTE and they'll shut down CDMA. So voice over LTE is essential for that, and that'll mean more capacity on LTE.
Okay.
If everything is LTE, then you won't go into an area where there's no LTE because everywhere will be LTE.
Well, if anybody has the money to do it, I would say it is the big V, as I call them. But I guess it's good news. I don't know. I mean, I'm not at all looking forward to it. As long as I have my data connection period and it works, I'm satisfied. As long as I can still unthrottle my phone, I will be happy.
Well, you know that...
What do you mean, unthrottle your phone?
Well, in short, the point of the process that has the greatest computing power and that has the quickest reflexes to do the throttling on your device is the device itself. The towers are basically stupid, and if you jump from a tower to a different tower, then if one is saying that you are throttled when you jump to a different tower, then you're not throttled. So they actually send signals down to your phone to have the throttling on your device happen, and there are unthrottling scripts for certain devices, and I can personally say I vouch for it. I've seen the differences. I've seen in the beginning of the month beforehand my speed be good, and then because I use 20 gigs a month or so, days into it, for the rest of the month my speed will be slow, and then after running the script I have good speed throughout the whole month.
Is that sounds like Verizon would be upset if they knew you were doing that.
Oh, I'm sure, and I'm sure they're upset that I use 20 gigs a month.
I'm just shocked.
Sprint would not be upset.
You get a little throttle there, too, I'm sure, if you use upwards of 20 gigs like myself.
They do not have a policy which enables throttling. I mean, really, Sprint, it's like, here's your connection, you know, use it as much as the network lets you. When Sprint says unlimited, they mean unlimited. It's a novel concept. I know.
I would say if they
Thank
were,
you, Dan Hesse.
Yeah. I'll say if they were a viable option in my area, then they would be a viable option in my area.
And if... Wow, that was... I don't even know where to go with that. But okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. If they were a viable option, they would be a viable option.
Trust me, Jerry. I confused myself when I said that.
That's cool. Are we going to... I'm wondering if I want to get into this.
Into what?
My cell phone adventures over the last couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
I want to hear about these cell phone adventures. Does anybody have the Indiana Jones theme? I have the hat.
Okay. So, there I was. I got out of my car. I had my phone in my hand. I go to put it in my pocket. And no pocket, because the cell phone pocket's on the other side of the pants that I have on when I get out of my car. So gravity, you know, does its thing and carries my phone rapidly to the ground where there are rocks in the parking lot and proceeds to smash the power button.
Oh.
And so my phone's kind of unusable. And to skip ahead, I take my phone to Best Buy because I've got the Best Buy protection, black tie, blah, blah, blah. No deductible, no charge fee, just we'll fix your phone for you. And I send the phone off. And they give me, as a replacement, a nice, shiny Samsung Galaxy 2, which, you know, hey, as far as loaner phones go, not bad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hate that thing.
Why, TouchWiz?
No, I can deal with the UI. I could handle. The things that bugged me were... In my home, I'm in a low signal area. There is signal, but it's low. And so when I'm at home, I normally have my phone on Wi-Fi. And it would, every 3 or 4 minutes, do this, da-ding, da-ding, you're roaming. And so I would click, don't tell me about it, and don't roam. And a few minutes later, da-ding, da-ding, you're roaming. Or, you know, we lost our connection to the bloody blood. Do you want to roam? No, I don't want to roam, and I don't want you to tell me about it anymore. And it would not stop. So,
did you go back and ask for an S3? Maybe they improved the functionality.
No, I didn't. But the other thing that really bugged me about the Samsung was when I went down to Walt Disney World over the weekend. It just It decided that it would just wanted to go nuts and do some sort of going into tech speech recognition mode, and it didn't want to exit it. And when I turned it off, then it would immediately turn back on. You know, when I hit power off, not reset, power off, it would reboot, just come back on. Took the battery from like 90% to 30% in the space of an hour. I just had a bad, bad time with the phone.
Can I propose an alternate theory?
Sure.
Now, it is possible that this is a Samsung problem, but I do want to point out the realistic possibility that this is the fact that it is a loaner phone and thus not necessarily something that they gave you that would be reliable in the first place.
I would go along with that because on the way back from Orlando, it stopped accepting a charge. I could plug it in and it wouldn't even recognize that it got plugged in. So on Monday, I go back to Best Buy and I go, hey, dude, this phone sucks. Can you give me another one? This one won't charge, blah, blah, blah. And so they give me an HTC something or other that is tiny, has a little keyboard on it, but it's an HTC and it works and I'm happy with it. You know, mildly so. And then I realize I still have my original Evo. So I call up Sprint and switch it over, and now I'm using my original Evo and I'm happy again until I get my phone back. But yeah. While I was on the HTC, or on the Samsung, I called up Sprint and I said, this thing is driving me nuts. I got no signal here. And they said, well, we can send you a femtocell. And I said, you can? And they said, yes. And I said, please. And they said, okay. And Monday, my femtocell showed up. And I hooked up my femtocell, and now I have full bars in my house. And that's my adventure.
Really annoys me that I paid $200 for that femtocell when everybody seems to be able to get them for free.
Yep, it's they sent it to me free, and it's no monthly charge. And it's called an Air Rave, and I called up Sprint support because on the Air Rave, if I go out into the yard or on the opposite side of the house, then the signal drops off. I called them up and I said, hey, can you boost the range on this thing? And they said, no, we can't, but call these people. They can do it. So I called that number, and Ellis is saying that they charged him for his Air Rave, which, wow, sorry.
But do they charge monthly normally on Sprint? Because Verizon may charge for the equipment, but they don't charge a monthly service fee.
I know there is a place for them to charge. I know that I will not get charged for it.
Yeah, but I sort of appreciate a company that says even if they make me buy the equipment, which I know other people got around, that they're not telling me that I have to pay a monthly charge for the privilege of them providing service to my home.
I think they should give out femtocells like candy because femtocells are great for the overall network. People that are on femtocells are not on towers. If they're not on towers, then the towers are free to service other people.
May I ask one question?
Yes, you may.
Why don't they do what, for example, T-Mobile does, Wi-Fi calling? Why can't they install an app on your phone? Your phone has, if you have a smartphone that has Wi-Fi, when the phone is connected to your home Wi-Fi network, it should be able to route the call over the Wi-Fi even if you have no signal.
I would think that would be awesome.
But T-Mobile is the only company that actually does it in the U.S. Why is Sprint not doing this? Why is Verizon not doing this? Why is AT&T not doing
this? Maybe it's a patent issue.
It isn't. You can actually license it. It's done all in Europe. It's UMA or UMD. I forget what the name of the standard is.
Oh, let me finish my story. So I called Sprint up and they said, no, we can't do that. But here's a phone number to somebody who can. And you know, whenever you call a company, the first thing you hear is, please pay attention as our voice, as our menu options have recently changed. And you got to do the whole voice or, you know, tone tree decision matrix thing.
If you are a current Sprint customer, please press 1. If you are not a current Sprint customer, please press 2. If you hate Sprint, please press 3.
Right. So I called the number that Sprint gave me to boost that they could boost the range on my Air Rave. And it rang once, picked up, and there was a person there. And he understood what I wanted, and he did what I wanted within minutes. It was an amazing phone call.
Can you find me somebody like that at my internet service provider? Because I've been trying for weeks now.
I know. It never happens. You call a company and the first sound you hear is a person saying, hello, how can I help you?
No, I get that.
Tell them what the problem is and they fix it.
This sounds like a wonderland, Jerry. I wish I dwelled in such a place.
I'd say he must have slipped into a different dimension or something, because that is most definitely not normal.
I'm telling you, it was amazing. But I got a, for the whole Air Rave Sprint Femtocell experience, I am extraordinarily happy. And I have full bars. And now I have full bars all over my property.
Can someone tell me, by the way, how a representative of an internet service provider doesn't know what a MAC address is?
Well, they're just some guy hired off the street who's trying to get money for his liquor, and he's just reading off a script.
That's what annoys me. I don't like people who read off scripts. Teach these people something. Pay them
some money. No, they're required to read off the scripts. They don't have an option. It's their job. If they don't read off the script, they don't have a job.
I don't approve of that.
I'm sorry. It is what it is.
I still don't approve of it.
Run for office or something? I don't know.
Run for office where? Time Warner Cable?
Wherever their headquarters is at.
I'll keep that in mind.
Solution fixed. Next.
You really want me to move on? Okay, I have more. Let's see here.
Yeah, that's my story. My story's over. I'll shut up now.
Yes. Google is bringing trial subscriptions to Google Play. Got nothing.
Trial subscriptions and what? For magazines?
For apps.
How does that work?
Well, you know the whole in-app purchase thing?
Yes.
Now you could have a trial period inside the app. It's an API service.
My immediate response is, sweet.
Hopefully somebody will use it to offer additional options for people to try apps. I know one of the comments that somebody made on one of these stories was that if they're allowing users to determine this trial period, why won't they allow the developers to determine their own refund period length per app?
Well, that would make sense.
Maybe it'll happen. Who knows? Google does occasionally listen.
A Python script to who? Listen?
I didn't say they listened in that way. Occasionally they listen if the outcry is loud enough. It's often not loud enough. Also, Android version 4.1.2 was released to AOSP, and it adds performance, stability, and bug fixes. And apparently there will be a version available for your Nexus 7 if you haven't rooted and ROMed it. Probably there'll be
I've been banging away, checking for updates, and I ain't getting nothing yet.
Neither have I. You can force it if you want.
To be honest, this is the only device I'm going to play gingerly with for now, but trust me, that won't last long.
Well, they deliver updates in a timely fashion. Why would you have to deliver your own?
Yeah, that's my logic that I'm sticking with until they prove me wrong, and I'm getting itchy, scratchy, twitchy right now because I don't have it.
It's a 0.1.
Does it give you something specific that you want?
It's a higher number. I know that.
Yes.
No, bigger really. Is better. I mean, is there something specific you want, or you just want an update for the sake of an update?
I believe it's bug fixes, and I believe there is like a improvement on Google Now, which I will say I have became abnormally addicted to the ease of use with Google Now.
Google Now is telling me it's 62 degrees in New York, and it is overcast.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good example of what I like about Google Now. At OLF, every night when I got inebriated enough and tired enough, I would walk for about a mile down the street, literally a mile, 0.2, I think, to a convenience store to pick up something quick to eat and something quick to drink before I went to bed. And so in the morning, I had something to eat and drink right when I woke up. And 3 days into the event, my tablet would start popping up right about the time I was supposed to go, and it would give me a estimated time to get to that place, and it told me the traffic conditions. And I never asked for the address or anything. I literally just walked to it and walked back, and it knew where I was going.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, it's a Linux Fest where they actually let me speak as a speaker. And two friends brought a combined 5 cases of different types of homebrew beer that they were giving out like free government cheese.
So the slogan of Google Now should be, get drunk, it will help you get home?
Or help you get sausage sandwiches.
Okay, that works.
Sausage sandwiches.
Yeah. At like 1 in the morning in Columbus, which is a college town, there really isn't a lot of choice. So when you see a sausage sandwich, it appears very appetizing.
Alrighty.
I'm flashing back to a conversation I had earlier today. Never mind. It was about lobsters.
Care to expound?
Well, no, somebody said to me, well, you know that lobsters have to be cooked when they're alive? And my response was, no, I do not. I have never had a lobster, and I never will.
Why?
I'm not permitted to eat it.
Ah.
I'm sorry, I just flashed that back, and that was the first thing that came to mind when you mentioned the sausage.
Yeah, see, I'm from the Baltimore Chesapeake Bay area. If there is something in the water that can be cooked, we find a way to cook it.
I have you know I love fish. Jerry can vouch for that.
I can vouch.
I ate much fish with Jerry.
Well, you ate much fish in front of Jerry.
You were present when the fish was being eaten.
I certainly was, but the with may be a little bit of a stretch because Jerry ate none of the fish. Jerry eats no fish.
I like fish. I had fish for lunch today. It was North Atlantic haddock. I like haddock, pollock, cod, salmon, tilapia.
I had a nap for lunch because my oldest son was sick, so I stayed home with him. And when he naps, I nap.
That doesn't seem stomach-filling, though.
Not at all, but man, I feel good right now.
I envy you that. I have a bit of a cold myself. Anyway, moving along. Android Developers Guide released advice about building quality tablet apps. So the people over at Google want you to build more tablet apps. Have at it.
Well, with the success of the Nexus 7 and with the rumored price drop here soon, the number of Nexus 7s that are going to be on the street is going to be absolutely insane.
What's the plural of Nexus?
Nexus 10 coming out?
What's the plural of Nexus, by the way?
Nexi.
Is it Nexi or Nexuses?
Nexi.
What's the plural of syllabus?
Syllabi.
But according to the dictionary, both syllabi and syllabuses are actually technically correct. I always say syllabi. So is it possible that Nexi and Nexuses are actually both correct?
No. Octopuses is not correct either.
I will bow to Jerry on this one. Like I said, I technically didn't graduate school.
I don't remember much about my graduation.
I don't remember much from last week. I mean,
although I was a little annoyed about the keynote speaker when I graduated from college. He got booed.
Gotcha, gotcha. But yeah, I want to say the rumor mill is saying November they are going to take the current Nexus 7 tablet, drop it to $99, introduce the exact same form factor, exact same hardware, but with a rear camera and 4G connection for $199, and then a 10-inch version for, I want to say, $299 is the rumor mill I hear. And
who needs a rear camera?
On a tablet. People who like looking like morons holding up a big tablet to take a camera, I don't know. I don't need it.
I think if you're going to hold up something that large, it should have a big hood over it and a flash panel in your other hand.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
We have a new vanity item. You should get working on that, Jerry. Build one of those, and we can market it for $30 a pop.
Eh.
Nobody has any entrepreneurial spirit anymore.
Oh, and I will say, Ellis, let me tell you something. The one thing that he does fantastic is he knows history about things. And he knows, for instance, like, when does Sprint announce their flagship Evo line kind of thing. He also said that they have announced the last three Nexuses between October 29th and October 31st. So if I was a betting man and I was in a place called Las Vegas and it was available for me to bet on this kind of thing, I would hedge my bets towards Ellis's dates.
Okay. Is he just expert on phone history, or is he expert on all aspects of history?
I wouldn't say an expert. He is a extreme hobbyist with anything that interests him.
I'll have to think of an Android history question.
Why can't you just have faith in the man?
I have faith.
You've got to be testing people.
I just like to see the extent of their knowledge.
Hmm.
Did you know that Samsung has created a new open source file system for flash storage and contributed to the Linux kernel?
I did hear this. My question is, are they not only giving it to the Linux kernel, but is it itself GPL'd and open source? This is what I cannot find.
Well, they didn't have much luck with their last attempt at a file system. I think if they do it this way, it could be adopted by Android in general.
Oh, I agree. And I will say, from what I've heard recently from quote-unquote hard drive experts and driver experts, it is needed. It is needed very badly, actually.
So it may just be that if they...
Why?
I'm just speaking the logically. If it isn't GPL, then nobody else will use it. So if their goal is to have other people use it as well, then they better make it GPL.
Well, the gist of why is Microsoft in the past has sued people over using FAT semi-frequently, whenever they feel like it. The new, quote-unquote, flash storage file system called XFAT is a Microsoft patent. And if I want my device to be able to read XFAT, I got to pay some insane amount, literally like $300,000, to Microsoft for that to be available. Where if they are, quote-unquote, giving this away, then it hopefully will be able to handle higher storage sizes, because the current formats of SD cards, I want to say it only goes up to 128 gig, and then after that, you need XFAT. So hopefully this will replace that need and allow manufacturers to not have to be paying patents just to accept a different type of file system.
I will accept that explanation as being...
How'd that happen?
As explaining why the file system is needed. Excellent job.
Well, and if you do a lot of things on your SD card, you will, if you look at hidden files, see a .lost folder. And if you're doing a lot of stuff, you'll actually see a lot of file fragments in that folder, and it can build up after time. So hopefully this new file system would also make it more, I don't even know what the right word is, but more absolute, more solid, more consistent, if you will.
I will.
I wanted to apologize to anybody who was listening to the stream or the recording. I somehow just set off the opening music again. Sorry about that. There's a way to silence everybody.
The music or telling us about the music?
The music. Google's working on a new Android build system to replace and unify Eclipse's ADT and ANT.
Oh my god, yes, please, thank you.
More on that as that story develops. Some app news here. Opera Mobile 12.1 for Android was released. It adds fraud detection, Speedy, and more. You like Speedy?
Speedy. Speedy.
It's that Google-developed web page enhancement thingy.
It's a protocol. I thought it was a protocol.
I was trying to simplify it.
It's good. Technically speaking, even on slow or really fast connections, it should increase overall speed, performance, load times for web pages. So I'm all for it. Anything that can make any internet faster, woo-ha.
Well, unless your web page comes from a lot of different domains, in which case it won't make a whole lot of difference.
Agreed.
It's not available for my server currently.
What is your server?
Nginx.
Well, on Nginx, do you really need speed up enhancements like that? I mean, if you're running a Apache, I can see the need.
Well, it's being developed. It's just not stable, and I don't like to install things that aren't stable, at least not a web server.
Boring.
Excuse me, would you like it if the Android Buffet and the Gadget Wisdom site went down because I was using a beta version of Nginx?
Gotta get excited. I'd say, dude, something big's coming. He must be doing a big update.
No, it's probably those people over at Value Walk overloading my server again. Nice people, but they do get a lot of traffic, which is probably a good thing for them.
Yeah, I'm the typical Linux hacker-esque mentality. I do everything in production, and I don't care.
You are so evil.
Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time, too. And I say, look, is it working? Is it working? Is it working? Then shut up.
I do some things where I will go and update to the latest version before it's prudent. But I make very clear decisions about what I won't do that for.
Oh, and I found out, Josh, Knucklehead Tech, did try to make it. He said he is absolutely bummed he cannot make it with Jerry, but there was a birthday thing that kind of came up, which I should have believed he saw coming.
Oh, and there's a Crab Shack involved.
I know, which I gotta say, being from
here. Can you hear me? Test. You can?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that Ellis?
That is me.
I can hear Ellis, too.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
You're okay, I think.
Okay, I still can't get my Lexicon Alpha to work. It registers in the sound settings, but Mumble will not take it. It says the server is invalid or something along that there's too much data. I think the server is just can't handle it.
Now, so, here's a note for later. PAVU control. Bing. Yeah. And I'll say, being from Beemore, Joe's Crab Shack is the most inept crab place I've ever been to. The crabs are literally putrid, horrible, compared to crabs I would get out of the back of some guy's truck down the street.
I'd like to mention I don't eat crab either, so I have no opinion on the subject of crab.
Well, when you say
I
lobster,
also don't eat crab, so ew.
Oh, they're great bottom feeders.
It's nothing personal.
It is for me. I just don't like them at all.
No, for me, I'm saying it's nothing personal. It's a religious choice, therefore it's not personal. I'm sure they're very tasty.
They're okay. The bad thing about them is the time it takes, where if you just go into a place that has good crab cakes, there's no work. That's the way I prefer doing it.
I'm sure there's something that I eat that you don't eat.
I'm sure there's many things you eat that I don't eat.
I don't know. The one that people always tell me that they don't try very often, that I'm a big fan of, it's one of my favorites, tongue.
No. No tongue, no brain.
I'm
no rectum,
brain. Tongue.
No testicle.
My wife eats cow tongue all the time. It's one of her favorite meals, and I just, and it's not for lack of trying it, because, you know, I've gone into the kitchen, and I'll see cooked meat there, and think, yay, cooked meat, and tried it, and immediately went, and my wife said, you know, that's tongue. I'm like, yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Dude, I cannot get past the mental thing. I'm not going to taste something that technically could have been tasting me back.
Well, what you need to do, I used to work in a kitchen when I was in school, and one time I asked them if they would get me some tongue, because I really had a hankering for it, and they happened to be serving some of it, so they just rebranded it. They referred to it as medallions of lingual steak.
We call that lying.
No, it's technically accurate.
Well, it's like mountain oysters. Come on now.
Excuse me.
What's a mountain oyster?
Testicles.
See, now that's just an outright lie. But linguistic medallions, that kind of, you know, little round cutouts of things that are
it was lingual steak.
The Spanish word for tongue is lengua, so makes sense to me.
Yes, he just referred to the cuttings as medallions of lingual steak.
Well, but I ain't Spanish, nor is my loved one.
Neither was the guy who came up with that idea.
Mine's Polish.
McLaughlin is Polish?
No, my loved one is Polish. I'm everything that is Caucasian and a little something from Africa. And my mother, if you ask my mother, who's now dead, because you can't ask her, I'm completely Irish.
Does your wife speak Polish?
Absolutely not. She's, I think, fourth born in this country. No. She knows Polish, and she knows about Poland, and she can spot something when it's Polish food. And when there's a name that she sees that's Polish, she knows that too, but that's about as far as it goes.
Glumpkis or pierogies?
Oh, yeah, pierogies. Pierogies are very good. At OLF, there's a great place that had good pierogies.
I love those stuff, you know, nice potato and cheese. Mm.
Indeed. How about more app news? We have to have some more app news, right?
We do. I was making you hungry, I guess.
Dude, I'm always hungry, and that's why I'm envious of Jerry's weight loss.
You know what I want right now?
Tongue.
Yeah, I actually do. Now we were talking about it. Now I feel like going and buying a tongue sandwich. I don't do it that often. You would not believe what a good tongue sandwich costs nowadays.
I was hungry. That's done.
Why don't you just eat a fried brain sandwich? They have them down in Tennessee.
I don't want a fried brain sandwich. I want a nice hot tongue sandwich. There is nothing like hot open tongue. And anyway, moving along here, Google Play movies, TV shows, and music are now on Google TV, if you actually have a Google TV.
Yeah, the 8 people out there that have one care about that.
Hey, don't say that. I just got one this week.
Sucker.
Oh, great.
What type was it?
I didn't realize it until after I picked it up. It was the second generation Sony non-Blu-ray player. I did not know it, but it's the first generation. I don't know why, because first generations are huge. Got it home. I kept looking at it and said, this doesn't look right. I kept scratching my head. And then after I opened the box, it hit me. I was looking at the number. I'm like, oh, this is the second generation. I'm like, this hasn't been out that long. Yeah, so I hooked it up, put it in. Found out the user before me didn't do a factory reset. So I got his Netflix. I got his emails. I got his HBO Go. I'm like, oh, I don't have HBO, but now I do now. I'm like, this guy, he's like he's on the other side of town. I'm like, oh, sweet. Look what you just gave me.
Well, let's see what you were watching. I'm like, oh, wow, leave it to Best Buy. I'm like, they just boxed it on the shelf and threw it back on. Figured he'd wipe everything off. I'm like, man, ah, oh, now I got your account. Oh, time to go buy some apps. Where are the $30 games? Where's the $30 games? Gotta go buy some games.
You are just one evil person, aren't you?
Yeah, because I can say, well, it's Best Buy's fault for not clearing it.
He isn't going to do that. He's just saying that. But I would be tempted to leave a little thank you card on his doorstep just saying thank you, nothing else.
I have a Logitech review sitting here somewhere that I bought really cheap, factory refurbished.
Eh.
I just wanted to be able to occasionally play with Google TV so it sits around somewhere.
Mine integrates pretty well with my Dish, since Dish and Google have some partners, so it's pretty seamless. I can get all my TV on there. I really like it, so...
I'm still holding out for Fios.
I don't have Fios. I keep asking for Fios and Fiber. I know Fiber is Google's version of Fios, and it's wicked and it's cheap. But I'm crossing my fingers. I'm dotting my I's. I'm like, they gotta come at some point. I keep asking. I'm like, when are you guys coming to here in Indianapolis?
Dude, I want it. You just moved. I would have found out before. You and your fiance would have went to a house if it had Fios or not, and if not, I would have paid somebody to drop off a dead porcupine or something on the front step.
You have to move to the fiber. You can't ask the fiber to come to you. You should have moved to Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City is supposed to be branching out. They're going to move the fiber out of Kansas City. That's what Google says. But Fios, I don't know. There's like no Fios in Indiana. They advertise it, Verizon does, but it's not here. I'm like, you guys are going to quit putting false advertisement on these billboards. I'm like, you make me drool. I have to pay for Comcast, which is, it's okay. Today I upgraded my router, but I mean, that's the best we got is Comcast. But
Time Warner.
Excuse me?
At least it isn't Time Warner.
Yeah, you're right. I don't have to pay for Time Warner, but... I want fiber, at least fiber or Fios, one of the two.
Fios is one block from my house. I can walk in 2 seconds to a person who is allowed to have Fios, and I do not get it.
Well, hey, an easy fix. Just run the long cable.
Well, the problem is my telephone lines come from the opposing direction.
Who needs telephone lines?
I was thinking Cat 5.
Microwave.
Those people don't like me very much.
They'll like you even less if you steal their... internet, but hey, you'll have fast internet.
I have fast internet. 35 isn't bad.
Nope. No, it's not.
I have to pay more for it, but it isn't bad. I upgraded because I wanted to be able to upload faster. Oh, you wanted more app news. Ustream was updated. It now supports the Nexus 7, some bug fixes, and more. So you can now watch Ustream. If you want to watch television, Sling Player for Android was updated, and apparently their $30 app is on sale for $15.
I'm tempted to buy that.
Really?
Apparently so.
I'm really tempted to buy that.
If you have Showtime Anytime for Android was released, but it will be useless to you unless you have Fios or Uverse. For now.
Dora, I know you probably hate on the Sling Player, but it can be useful if you have the right TV.
I'm not going to say I hate it. I'll just say I'm not a fan of TV in general. I just believe that they program for the masses, and I'm not part of the masses, so I have a tendency not to watch too much of it.
Well,
that's why I built a DVR.
A VR, well, yes, that's good. But the way I was thinking about it is, and I was telling my dad this when we got Dish here when I just moved in. We dropped Comcast because I got the Hoppa, and they were talking about they.
Is that really how you say it?
The Hoppa.
The Hoppa. Like you're someone in Boston. You talk with like the Hoppa.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how they do it in the commercials. They call it the Hoppa. So
I have a brother who lives in Boston.
Right.
We go down to Harvard Street. Sorry, that's my attempt at a Boston accent. It isn't that good.
But, I mean, the nice thing about it is, and my technician was saying this, if you don't want to pay for additional receivers in your house, he's like, just attach a Sling box. Anything that has internet, you can watch TV or your DVRs. He says that's not just computers or cell phones. If you have smart TVs or TVs with internet, and smart TVs would be Google TVs, he says Just put them in your houses, and then you don't have to pay the extra $7 for each room to have a receiver. Just put a smart TV here, put a smart TV there, and then bam, there you go. He says, I have so many of my customers that I go do installs, and this was my technician. He was recommending this to cut the cable and how to be more cheaper. And he's like, just put a sling box adapter. It's $50. There's no monthly fee. He says, then you can watch it on your Android phone. This guy had a note. He had a from AT&T. And, oh man, that was a nice note. It was in good condition. And he had some issues with it. So I got to help him out with his note as he did my install. It took him 4 hours. So, and yes, I got to play with the note door this week as well. Oh, what a wonderful week. And
I have a super quick question. If getting a sling box to help cut the cord, isn't that like cutting down to beer and whiskey if you want to quit doing drugs?
In a sense, but I mean, you don't have to have additional receivers. I know TV, you could have just the main DVR and then, or just one DVR, or you could just buy them or just get rid of, if you could do the Myth TV or the standalone stuff, you could just get rid of them and then just get the adapter or the unit itself and then just, you know, get stream it to all the other TVs, and then you could almost do away with it or have it on your phones and your tablets and your computers and stuff.
Oh, that reminds me. I do have an app announcement before I forget. The Myth TV for Android app, which was developed by Dan Fry and company, Dan Fry being a former guest on this show and a listener, is now in the Android market.
Oh, double woot. Dan Fry's the
man. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
I forgot it, to add that to the rundown. He mentioned to me that it was now, it's in beta, but it is now out of alpha. So you can download it if you have a Myth TV box. If you don't, why would you download it?
I just wish they would build them. It's so hard for me to figure out how to build one. I look at it and I'm like, I just pay a rocket scientist. Seriously.
Well, why don't you listen to the Myth TV cast?
I have.
They're actually doing, this week is their release extravaganza because 0.26 is out. And next time they record, I hear they're having a wonderful guest.
Ooh, maybe I will go back and start listening to them. I kind of got lost in the whole how to build a box. I'm like, it sounds complicated, but, you know, Boxy is now coming out with their DVR very shortly, I hear.
I do hear that. I do have one or two more bits of news I might go over quickly. Xero, X-E-R-O, comes to Android. It's beautiful accounting software. I don't know how you could have beautiful accounting software, but should you be an accountant and find accounting software beautiful, you might want to try this out. And Lookout for Android has been redesigned, and it has additional dialer threat protection. Should you be concerned about that dialer threat that was recently revealed?
So I guess it was what? On iOS first, because all they care about is beauty.
Beauty is fleeting, but good app design is forever. I think that was too spiritual for everybody.
I think it was.
I'm meditating on it.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up for this week. I think we had a lot of fun, and it's already 11:20, so we probably should start to finish up.
Well, I just wanted to announce one thing I'm going to play with here is a thing called Pimp My ROM, and what it is a absurd collection of tools for what it seems like any ROM that you put on your phone. You put this on as like an add-in, and it will allow you to tweak a supposedly insane number of things. So I'm going to see if I can break my phone.
Well, keep us posted on your pimping efforts. Pimp away. And would you like to tell everybody where they can contact the Droid Nation team and where they can find more information on Droid Nation and other Droid Nation-related data?
Droid-nation.com is the main site. And if you send an email to mail@droid-nation, it goes to the entire crew. Especially if you have rooting and ROMing questions, we try to focus on that as much as possible. Basically, taking back control of your device, having the freedom on your device to control what has access to what, when, where, and how.
Sounds nice.
Okay, and you can find us at androidbuffet.com. You can find Jerry at jerry.jones@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at androidbuffet. You can find me on Twitter at gadgetwisdom. You can also find us on Google Plus, where we are moderated by the intrepid Kevin McLaughlin. You can find us on Facebook, should you wish to do so, but so far very few people do, although we want to thank Paul for finding me, and certainly me includes all of you. Beyond that, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, where you can check out such exciting podcasts as The Lou Trek Show, a weekly Star Trek podcast where he talks about Star Trek. And his name is Lou. This week on The Lou Trek Show, hear Lou's reasons why he might want an android child. And tonight's rule of acquisition... Oh, he didn't do one tonight. Oh, disappointing. Anyway, that said, check out that and many other interesting programs over on the Tech Podcast Network. Beyond that, of course, we are also a member of the Weneca Media Group, which is a bunch of guys who contribute to hosting. You can check out some other Weneca Media Group sites if you're really bored. I need to go update Gadget Wisdom. I've been busy. And, of course, beyond that, should you have a question, you can email us at podcast@androidbuffet.com or use the contact form on the website or use one of those forms of social media where we will respond. We also love it when you leave a voicemail. That's 2012-WENECA. That's WENECA. And, Dor, I'd like you to testify as to how easy it is to leave a voicemail.
Oh, uncommonly easy. You have basically the most full-featured, easy-to-understand voice system where basically you call up and it tells you actually what's going on instead of just saying the Google subscriber you're trying to call is not available. Beep.
And this could be you. Now, if you do not feel comfortable with the telephone system, you can record a file and either send it to us if it's small enough as an attachment or send us a link to that file and we will play it on the show. Remember, we are supposedly a family-friendly podcast, so please keep your comments family-friendly.
I try. I'm sorry.
I was talking about the people who send in voice. Also, remember, we still have last week's Guru's Junkyard object, but I've made an upgrade. Last week, we were talking about the three-channel UHF modulator. I found the power cord. Oh, so sweet. Now, should you call up and leave a voicemail, you will not only get it, but you will get the included power cord, which I couldn't find last week.
Sounds like a wiener.
And don't forget, if you need a computer case, drop us some feedback. And if you're curious about the exact model, it's a Cosmos 1000, a Cooler Master Cosmos 1000.
Well, this has been fun. We will have to do it again when we choose to do it again. And next week on the schedule, we are back to our normal time and our normal position on Monday nights at 10 for the foreseeable future.
Let me say thank you, Guru. Thank you, Jerry. Anytime you guys want to do any combination effort, whether it involves us moving times or you guys moving times, I will definitely do everything I can to be as flexible as possible.
Don't you have another podcast on Monday?
I enjoyed this.
Don't you have another podcast on Mondays?
For now, yes. But we haven't done one for the last 3 weeks, so, you know.
Which one's that again?
That is Pod Brewers, and I have figured out...
Is that where you work on how to better brew coffee in your Keurig?
Not coffee, no. I'm a coffee hater. It's beer brewing, and I figured out what I thought was true, which was digitally, I can hack away and make good things happen. But physically, my beer was horrid.
Well, Jerry drinks. Are you going to send him some beer?
Well, if he comes to self next year, I guarantee you we'll have a little drinky-drinky.
But it won't be authentic door beer.
I want Jerry to like me, so no, it will not be door beer.
I'm also not really a beer drinker. I'm more of, if I drink, I tend to drink Jack Daniels.
That is, again, more than I drink.
I can't. After, long story short, 5 nights in a row, a fifth of Jack by myself every night, man, I kind of can't even smell the stuff.
I can. Okay, that makes complete sense.
A long, long time ago, ago in a galaxy far, far away.
I'm going back to drinking green tea.
Rock on.
I think I'll have some now. And that's a fun note on which to end this recording. Any final words from our panelists? That includes all of the various people from the Droid Nation.
I don't have anything. Dor?
Droid Nation is brought to you by theacf.co. That is theacf.co. Helping move tech technology forward for everybody.
And by the letter W and the number 3.
And Samsung sucks.
Okay, I think that's a good place to end.
Yes. I'm still can't hear that one.
But I, at this point, you know, the only other thing I can think of is Big Bird. I don't know why. It must be the Sesame Street reference.
Yeah, Romney.
Bird is the word.
Oh, speaking of that, Pee Wee Herman reference. Tracy Holt came from Texas to Ohio, and he left at 6 a.m. on Sunday to head back to Texas. It was supposed to take two almost days. He left at 6 a.m. He was in Texas by like 12:30 that night. And of course, as soon as he dinged everybody, because we use Voxer crowd thing where a whole bunch of people from OLF was there. As soon as he said, I'm in Texas, the first thing I did was I hit my Voxer message and I said, the stars at night are big and bright. And literally like 30 seconds later, he replied back with, deep in the heart of Texas.
I just want to thank you for making sure I'm not the only one who ever sings on the show.
Well, it wasn't recorded, so, you know.
I'm recording it.
I ain't recorded on my end.
Okay. I'm stopping my recording now, then. So you can sing as much as you want to that audience who hasn't left yet. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you back on Monday. Come again.
Bye.